busy day in Tallahassee, U.S. Congressman John Lewis got the students at Florida A&M University fired up and ready to vote.
I'm so glad I'm from Fairview, singing glory, hallelujah. Woo! I'm from Fairview.
Hey! With hundreds of FAMU students in tow singing and chanting, the Georgia congressman is leading a march to Leon County's main early voting location, the Leon County Courthouse. It's nothing like the thousands of people who were beaten and killed during Bloody Sunday when civil rights activists like Lewis took part in the famous march on Selma, Alabama.
On March 7, 1965, when we attempted to march from Selma to Montgomery, I gave a little blood. I had a concussion on that bridge. I thought I was going to die. I thought I saw death.
Lewis says it's now very important for students to have their voices heard since people worked hard to give them the opportunity.
I saw those signs that said white men, colored women, white waiting, colored waiting. I would come home and ask my mother, my father, my grandparents why. They would say, that's the way it is. Don't get in the way, don't get in trouble. But one day I heard of Rosa Parks and I heard the words of Martin Luther King Jr. on the old radio, and I was inspired to get in trouble, to get in the way. For more than 50 years, I've been getting in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble.
Yes, sir!
Lewis says it's crucial for people to turn out in this election because he says there are so many others who may be disenfranchised.
We cannot let that happen. We must send a message. You must send a message today. You must send a message that will be heard around our nation and around the world.
And FAMU Student Government Vice President Michael Jefferson agrees. He voted 7 a.m. Saturday, Florida's first day of early voting, and he says he thanks the efforts of those before him.
When I think about the fact that my grandfather was a deacon for defense and had to march alongside the marchers with a rifle just to make sure that they were safe. When I think about the fact that I talked to my grandmother this morning and how proud she is of the fact that I was able to vote without anybody getting me in trouble or any type of issue.
Another person inspired to vote is Jaya Sinclair, a second-year criminal justice student at FAMU. It's her first time voting, and she was one of the first people to stand in a long line to early vote Monday at the courthouse. She says it's not lost on her how great a moment it is to share it with a civil rights icon like Congressman Lewis.
It actually meant a lot because he was there pretty much knowing how it felt, you know, when we weren't able to vote. So by him experiencing that time with Dr. Martin Luther King, it kind of meant a lot because he was there and, you know, he knows, okay, what it is to be left back then. And pretty much I think that he's a good person to try to encourage everybody to get out and do the right thing by coming out here to vote. So it was a good chance that we got to speak to him and he got to come out and speak to us.
At the rally, there was also an open casket to show pictures of several people who lost their lives fighting for African Americans to have voting rights like Martin Luther King Jr. and people depicted on Bloody Sunday. Early voting in Florida lasts until Saturday. Hours vary based on the early voting location. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.